Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Jorgie Jorgensen. Our guest today is Jim Poole, who is the Membership Development Manager at the J.J. Hill Reference Library in St. Paul.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming over. We have seen you before.
We have. Tom, you spoke at the Hill Library on looking at running your business as if you were going to sell it, getting it ready for sale, which was a different approach to small businesses looking at their business in December of 2007. And Sam, I think you spoke in January of this year at the library on improving your cash flow. So one of the things I do at the library, in addition to what we're going to talk about today, is that I try to bring in business speakers who are used to dealing with larger business issues, talking to some of the small businesses that like to come to the library to learn about things. Obviously, not everything they can learn about is going to be in books. And a lot of it is going to be an introduction to things, because books can be kind of intimidating sometimes. So our business speakers explain to small business people some of the issues that they need to be thinking about, like cash flow and
exit strategy.
So we do that just about every month. We'll bring in some business expert to talk to small businesses, and we were very gratified to have both of you speak at the library over the last couple of years.
Jim, I've given hundreds of speeches, and that has to be the most fantastic venue that I've ever given a speech in. What a beautiful
isn't it gorgeous?
Facility.
It's really, you know, architecture does have an edifying impact, I think, on people. And so we've got this gigantic room filled with books on all four sides, and it's got these tremendous columns that go six stories into the air. And to be there in the chairs and the floor in the morning with the speaker being able to talk about their subject, it sort of puts things in a different context. And I think that the people who come to listen see themselves a little differently, not as someone struggling trying to make their business grow, but also someone who's in the process of learning to be a smarter business person.
It's really one of my favorite places in the Twin Cities. And when you get in there, it has a whole different feel to it. It really feels good in the library.
Yeah, well, I think it feels great. You know, many of us live in carols in little offices today. You know, no matter who you are, what kind of business you have, it's fast. We're looking at screens. We're on the phone all the time. And it's just not a very conducive atmosphere to thought. And reflection is a very important thing. Anybody can go to the library anytime for free and sit in that room, you know, at the mahogany desks with the gigantic columns, and tell the librarian, you know, this is what I'm struggling with. And the librarian will go and fetch resources and bring them to you, and you can sit and you can think and you can read and you can write. And it's a better way to generate wisdom about the situation you're in.
You're just talking about the structure being so large and expansive, but really it feels quite cozy when you're sitting in there.
Down in the reading room, it does, because although the ceiling is quite tall, the room itself is very intimate, in that the tables and the leather and the wood and the librarians, it all comes together very tightly. And oftentimes you're sitting there looking at your desk, and so you feel quite comfortable. It's not imposing at all. Mm-mm. There's a number of writers in town that just go there to write their books.
I can see that. Jim, let's talk for just a second about the librarians. I'm old enough so that when I think of a librarian, I think of a grandmotherly type figure in the library from school. Your librarians are couldn't be anything further from that. They're research specialists, and can you tell us just a little bit about those?
Sure. You know, it's a funny thing, Tom. Most of us don't think of a library as a business edge, a way for me to get an edge to grow our business. But if you think about it, there's always some question that you have that if you knew the answer, you could take the business forward better than you did before.
Gives you that edge to move forward.
That gives you that edge to move forward. Well, it just so happens that there's a bunch of people over in St. Paul at the Hill Library. There's about a dozen people who have masters in library science. And unlike at a normal public library, and this is no slam on normal public libraries, the fastest growing part of their collections is romance novels. And the second fastest is DVDs. At the Hill Library, all we have is business resources. So our librarians not only are experts in finding stuff, but all they know is all the resources that we have. We have 200,000 business volumes. We subscribe to about 700 trade periodicals that come in every month. And we have about 30 databases on the floor of the library that the librarians know how to find answers to just about anything. So these are relatively young people. They're very, very well trained. They're expert in business information. And all they do is work with business people, both at the library, on the floor of the library every day, but also online and on the phones with people around the country. So they're very well versed in all the issues that are necessary to grow a business. And they're working with these people. So if you get involved with them, you're going to be very, very surprised. It's not someone who wants to shush you. It's someone who wants to find out, what do you need and how do I find it for you? And you sit there and they bring it to you. If you're online, they show you how to do things. And that's really remarkable. That is the edge that's going to help you grow your business.
And business people can walk in and all of these services and all of this information is available free at the library. But you've also got another resource called Hill Search, where they can access a lot of material from their desktop, from their computer. Tell us about Hill Search, please.
Well, if you think about it, if you go back, say, 30 years, at any given time during the course of the week, you might have 20 or 30 people sitting in the library, and they would be from big businesses around the Twin Cities who were trying to research things. Over the course of time, our attitudes toward libraries changed, and people's ideas about libraries changed, and that people were less and less coming to the library to do research. And a lot of the bigger businesses built their own libraries, like 3M and General Mills. But we found that small businesses couldn't do that, and they would continue to need those resources. But at the same time, business was getting so fast, they didn't have time to come to St. Paul either. So about 7 years ago, we developed what we wanted to be an online version of the library. Now, it doesn't have the columns, it doesn't have the mahogany, doesn't have the marble, doesn't have the leather, but it's a close approximation in that it gives you access to the databases that we have and librarians, again, to help you. So the two things that it does give you are the data resources and the librarians to help you. And started about 7 years ago, and it's been slowly growing over that course of time as we change the resources to be more and more appropriate to the needs of the people who are using it and understanding their needs. And this is a place, imagine an online library that exists essentially on your desktop. So if you're a business professional and you're very busy and you don't have a lot of time, what you can do is get access to this library wherever you are. We just signed up a member in India last week. People who want to sell business to business, a non-commodity, to people in the United States who are selling to people they don't know, can get access to this and learn about the markets. They can learn about the market, the industry, the clients in that place. So if we wanted to expand into Cleveland, we could learn about what's going on in Cleveland. We could learn about who my competitors would be in Cleveland. We can learn about what alternatives people have. And then I can start to learn about what's going on in that industry that I want to sell into in Cleveland. You know, what are the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats to that? So that when I pick up the phone and call you, I'm not just cold calling. I'm actually talking to someone about what's going on in your experience, in your business, in your market. And I begin to show you myself as a way for you to advance your business. That's what the online library that we call Hill Search is really all about.
Really, the way people do business today is dramatically different than it was a few years ago, because we don't make cold calls anymore. You research who your potential customers might be, learn as much about them as you can, and then go out and try to figure out how you can help them. And your research, your Hill Search, provides a lot of valuable information for business owners.
That's right, Tom. I know you've been a Hill Search member for a number of years, and I think especially when we are selling something that is going to be modified in some way to meet someone's need. Obviously, in your case, and Sam, in your case, you're modifying your products and services to your customer's needs. So that's makes you very qualified to be a Hill Search member. you need to understand the needs of the other person, the person you're selling to. I think selling has changed over the course of the last 100 years. If you were to go back 100 years, you had a thing and you just hawked that thing and people bought it or they didn't. Nowadays, we don't have time to do that. We only want to sell to people who have the need that we can meet. And we need to find those people with those needs. So if we can target a given segment of the market and learn about those needs, what we can do at the library using the Hill Search online tools is create lists of people in a given industry. So who are the companies in the industry of a given size, of a given geography that we're looking for? Find those companies, determine what the needs are in the industry, determine what the how the companies rank against each other, and then begin conversations with each one of those companies based on your knowledge. So we're talking about sales preparation rather than pure market research. Most of the people who become Hill Search members are doing sales preparation. About 25% of them are doing market research.
So who are your typical Hill Search members? Are these really just small business owners, and how big of a business can join?
Well, it's a funny thing. I think most of the people who first join are the presidents, the owners of the companies. But typically, they don't have the time to do the work. So it becomes somebody inside the organization who has responsibility for business development who becomes the member over time. So the first person who hears about it and says, that's what I need for my company. I need to be able to penetrate new markets better and to learn how to prepare for sales calls is the owner. But really, over time, the owner's not doing the work. It's a business development person inside. So whoever needs to build a book of business in a smaller business, and I should say that if you have more than 100 employees, you can't be a member of the Hill Search online library.
So this is for small businesses.
It's really for small businesses, and it's only for individuals. It's not a corporate membership. It's sort of like a named seat of software. It's a special kind of license. And the reason for that is, while the membership itself is not very expensive, the value that it brings is tremendous in terms of most of these databases are several thousand dollars a piece to subscribe to for one person for 1 year. In fact, one of them is about $15,000 a year. So to get access to all these things, we can only allow it to for people who the large companies who are selling these databases wouldn't want to sell to. And that leaves the small business market, which is perfect for us because that's who we're qualified to do business with.
People who probably couldn't afford it in the first place.
That's right. Someone who's not going to spend $15,000 on a company directory a year, but who does need to move their product forward, who's looking for markets all around the United States and not just in the Twin Cities.
Jim, I know in our firm that we've assigned one of our younger partners to be the research expert.
That's typically the case, yeah.
And they've visited the library several times, and your librarians have been very helpful in showing them how to use Hill Search, what's available, how to dig up a lot of information. And for us, this is really the information age. It makes a difference if you know who you're doing business with, what they do, how you can help them. It really changes the whole conversation when you go out and talk to your customers.
Well, it's a very interesting interface, Tom. You know, the business person with the problem, and then this other person on the other side, the librarian. And I almost wish there was another term we could use for them, because while they are classical librarians, there's something different about their personality. They love the puzzle. They love the finding the answer to the problem. So the business person presents, and oftentimes, in all honesty, it's really difficult just to frame the question. What am I looking for? I don't know how to do that. And so the librarian enters into a conversation with the person and tries to determine, why is that a problem? Why is that a problem? Why is that a problem? Until we get to the heart of the problem and then find the resources that can solve the problem. That's very satisfying for a librarian.
I'm glad you brought up about the questions, because really that's how I've been using it, and a lot of folks that I know, is how to frame the questions. You know, what is it we should be looking for?
That's a unique skill set that they bring.
Right, and they're so incredibly good at that. But also, Hill Search is set up that way, so that I can go through and in a, you know, the quick one search, I can get almost all the questions. And I mean, it takes me a little bit to go through them, but you know, with the librarian or looking through that, then it helps me to cull it down to the one question I need to be asking.
That's a great point, Sam. You know, I think many of us were not great researchers in college. you know.
College is supposed to teach you how to learn, Jim.
It's supposed to, but oftentimes what we learn were other things. Today,
I wonder which college you're
going to.
We better not get into this.
Today we have businesses, and we're struggling to make those businesses grow, to be healthy, to be successful. We look for tools. But what we need to continue to do, if we're going to be successful in the next 10, 15 years, is to get to use information as a form of capital. And what we strive for at the Hill Library is that if you become a member of the library, if you become related to the library, if you come there regularly, over time, you are going to be a smarter business person. You're going to know how to use information more effectively than your competitors can. So whether it's going to the library, sitting there, engaging in a conversation, sitting next to a librarian, or Sam, as you're doing online with Hill Search and you're engaging in, whether it's an email conversation or a telephone conversation or this online chat where you and the librarian can type together in real time and the librarian can show you how to find answers, that over time, not only have you found the answer, but you know how to find answers yourself better. You know better how to form questions. You know what questions you should be asking so that compared to your competitors, you are doing business more smartly.
And Jim, it becomes automatic. I mean, there's a lot.
It becomes part of you.
There's a lot of information available online, Google, Yahoo, so forth. But it's automatic in our firm that everything we do, we research using the Hill Search at our desktops, and accumulate as much information as possible, and then we go do business. And when that becomes automatic, it really changes how you do business.
We think it's a force multiplier for the wisdom that's inside your organization. You know, most of us just are not in the habit, but if you can learn the habit, you're going to become more successful.
Gives you a pretty good edge.
It does. It really gives you a much better edge.
Now, how can our listeners find out if Hill Search is right for them, Jim?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to try it. Now, in all honesty, most of us are not looking for a better way to do homework.
Whoever
but
liked
if
homework.
We look at it from the perspective you just gave me, that it gives me an edge. What if I tried this? Could it give me an edge? And I think that's the way people have to approach this Hill Search online library phenomenon. Can this thing give me an edge? If I better prepare it for sales calls, if I better prepare it for a deal I'm negotiating, would it give me an edge? We believe it is, and I think you have to put us to the test. I think you have to take a trial of Hill Search, which is free.
So they can come over to the library and take a look at the Hill Search?
They don't have to come to the library. They can do this online. So if they were to go to www.hillsearch.org/trial and you fill out a couple of small fields, they would get a free 2-day trial where you get complete access to all the databases and the librarians. And I would ask anybody who would think about doing that to pause for a moment and think first, what's a question that if I knew the answer to it, it would materially help my business in the next quarter? Start with that, then sign up for the trial, then immediately engage a librarian and say, help me find this thing. You can't do any better than that. Now, I'm going to make you an offer, Tom, that if the listeners to your radio program were to do this, and when they take their trial, if they put in the coupon code in the coupon code box, TBR, for Today's Business Radio, we'll give them $50 off a Hill Search membership if they end up deciding that that's what they want to do.
That's very generous,
nice.
Jim. We did sign up for that some years ago, and we use it a lot. And I would suggest to the listeners that if they take a quick trip to St. Paul and see that beautiful facility and have a librarian show them how to run Hill Search and then go back to their office and sign up for that 2 days, they'll get a lot more out of that 2 days than they would without the librarians.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I
by itself, it's just an inventory of stuff. In order to find the answers within the inventory of stuff, you need a little bit of help. So it's the two pieces together. At some point, you're able to find answers very successfully by yourself, but you've got to try to use the librarians at the same time. And this is all possible anywhere. As I said, I signed up a member in India last week.
We're going to change this to the International J.J. Hill Reference Library now.
Well, you know, Hill was a very interesting person, and what he believed was that by building his railroad from St. Paul to the Pacific Ocean, that he had built a way to open up the Midwest to the rest of the world. We had the St. Lawrence Seaway out to the Atlantic. We had the Mississippi River down to the Gulf. We had the Red River going up to Winnipeg. And his railroad, the Great Northern, out to the West Coast, opened up the West and China and so forth. And today we're in a global world. What we as Americans have to be is smarter about how we do business. We have to identify trends. We have to understand how to understand needs and create solutions for people. And we believe that the Hill Library has a role to play in that process.
I think you do, Jim. Now, one last question on Hill Search, and that is the annual cost of that?
Thank you for asking. It's $550 a year. So if you pay in a lump sum, it's $550 a year. Of course, your listeners can get a $50 discount by putting TBR in the coupon code box when they take their trial. But
if they easily can pay monthly and
they can also make monthly payments against that, although it's still an annual membership. A really interesting thing to think about, though, is what is the value against the value of a new client that you add a year? So if you add one new client a year and that client is worth $20,000 to you, $550 is a very small amount of cost.
This has been a fascinating discussion this morning. We've talked about the facility. It's available for events and weddings and so forth.
That's right.
And we've talked about the business reference nature of the library that makes it unique. We talked about the fact that it's a private, nonprofit foundation.
That's right. And I would want to point this out. The cost of Hill Search at $550 is about break even. So most of you that are running businesses know what the break-even cost of most of your products and services are. We're not making a lot of money there. That's just defraying the cost of all the databases that we have to subscribe to. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so all of our effort is really going to providing free services to the people there. And we've got a wonderful website at www.jjhill.org that has all kinds of free services there. So we're just looking for a couple of ways to defray those costs. We're leveraging our relationships with these data suppliers as a library, making it available for business people. But it's think of the cost is also the value of the membership is defraying the cost of a nonprofit.
As a Hill Search member, we don't even think about the cost anymore, because when we compare it against going out, as you said earlier, of buying access to other list services and buying access to all the material that's available, right, it's de minimis in comparison. And it's I'm one of your biggest supporters, of course, but it's a beautiful library. It's a great mission, and Hill Search is a wonderful tool. And I think without it, a business owner doesn't have that edge and is not going to be able to compete as effectively as he might.
We think it is the most cost-effective thing that a business person can do to grow their business and become a smarter business person.
Jim, anything we haven't covered about the Hill Library?
Well, there is just one other thing, Tom, and that's if you know you need business information, if you know you need to know about something, but you don't have the time or interest in doing it yourself, you can actually hire librarians to do that.
At the Hill Library.
At the Hill Library. So our librarians will do the work for you. And we have a number of clients who come to us regularly and ask us to research things for them. And we do that. And they really appreciate it. Now, I should say a couple of things. We're not consultants. So we will not...
It's pure data.
We will not do a deep analysis of the subject. We will not come to conclusions, and we will not write a beautiful report and have it beautifully bound and that you can put on your shelf and pay $10,000 for. For a couple of $100, you can get just a scan of all the secondary research that exists in a pile in front of you with an executive summary on top saying what's in there. And for most people, that's a lot.
And I'll bet if they ask nicely, Jim Poole will hand deliver it to them.
in a lovely package.
There you go. Well, what a great library, what a great resource, and I hope that all of our listeners go over there and test drive Hill Search. I think they'll find it an invaluable piece of information to help run their businesses.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you, Sam, for having me here today.
Now, this is Tom Lyons, and for my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Jorgie Jorgensen, we'd like to thank Jim Poole, the Membership Development Manager at the J.J. Hill Reference Library, for being with us on todaysbusinessradio.com.
Thanks,
Jim.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.